Well, if you've been here, any of the other meetings, you know that Steve and Wendy have been talking about breaking out strongholds that are in our hearts. Well, right now is a time when Hope Fellowship Church is at the center of breaking down strongholds in Brandon. Wow. Right now.
That's good.
So,
that's good.
If we want to talk about geographical strongholds, it's a different kind of topic. Geographical strongholds, where do we look at in the Bible for that? We know that, imagine this, imagine David actually is king only of Judah. He's not king of Israel. Jerusalem is actually an eyesore. Nobody even talks about Jerusalem because the last bit of Canaanites that even Joshua couldn't chase out are in it, in the stronghold of Zion. Now, we know Zion is a good word. Now it's related to his heaven and such. But before that stronghold was broken, Zion was something that you didn't mention. And David's sitting there in Judah just waiting on them to, and they crown him king of Israel. And he leaves the coronation ceremony and goes straight to take Zion. He goes straight to take Zion. But then he stands there with his mighty men and says, how are we going to do this? Whoever can figure this out. Whoever can figure this out, I'll make you king. Captain of my army. Joab comes up with a plan to go up through their water shaft from the inside.
Huh.
Even amidst the lame and blind mocking them the whole time on the walls, no one can take Zion. No one can take Zion. He goes up through the water shaft and then does his thing with those people and literally opens the door and says, King David, come on in. This church. Now, Joab, later on, we're going to ignore the rest of his life. But this church is Joab version 1. Okay? And I see that there are, right now, people feeling in the prophetic a desire to gather teams together to go and at night and pray over churches, other churches in Brandon. To declare truth. Don't even worry with breaking stuff off. Don't even worry with that. Just declare truth. Declare breakthrough over the churches in this city. And you'll be opening the door and say, Jesus, King Jesus, come on in. Okay?
So that's good.
I declare in Jesus' name that you will have divine dreams of words, of understanding of what each church in this area needs spoken over them. That you will see it happen. It will be in the news. It's also extremely relevant that I heard that right here is Brandon especially, but even this point, this hill is the highest point, what, from the Mississippi to Atlanta? Okay, Zion was that for Jerusalem. Dallas to Atlanta. Wow. Wow. So you see my point, right? Right now, this is going to start. And it's the water supply also for all of Jerusalem, Zion-wise. That's why nobody can take it. So in Jesus' name, I declare that this is a city of Joab version 1s. I'm sorry, a church of Joab version 1s.
That's good. That's a good word. Wow.
This house is full of revelation. I have like 18 things in my head. Like, which one do I pick? And I think what I'm going to say, I just got right now, so it's not what I planned. First of all, I just want to say this house is really, you have a great gift for hospitality and for loving people really well. I just want to say thank you from us that, you know, a lot of times when you travel, it's not really refreshing, but I felt like I've been refreshed in the time that I've been here.
Yes.
And it reminds me of that scripture in Proverbs that says that a generous man will prosper and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And so, yeah, I was standing right here just asking God which of the things going through my head I should say, and I was thinking about Ornan, and every translation calls him something else, but at the end of 2 Samuel, he had this threshing floor that David came and said, you know, this is the land that I want, and he's like, here, take it, just have it, I want you to have it. And David made a really great statement. He said that I'm not going to take something that costs me nothing because of what it's worth to him. So something was given to him for free, and he said, you know what, I'm going to pay the price for that because that is worth it to me. And I really feel like right now that you're in the season of you're paying a price for something that's worth it to you. And that God is really just showing you favor. And I really feel like in the next 6 to 8 weeks, there's going to be just some provision that comes through in a way that you didn't expect, and it's coming from a place you didn't see. Is there a bonfire that's supposed to happen sometime? There is. What kind? Oh, when is that? Okay. I just kept having this fire thing going through my head, and the two scriptures I had were Isaiah 64 and Isaiah 64 and Isaiah 43, and talking about going through the fires. And I really felt there was something significant about a time when a bonfire was going to happen, that it would be burning away the old and that it would provide a way for the new to come. And so I just release over you the revelation of heaven of what that looks like for you. And we just say yes to the provision. We call in that provision from an unexpected source. And just really quick, who here has moved? Like, you've either moved your house or you've changed your job in the last 6 to 8 weeks. If that's you, stand up.
Wow.
Yeah. You just put your hands out if that's you.
Thanks, Father.
God, I just release over these people that have just endured transition and done it well, the ability to lead others through transition. What you've gained freedom and what you've gained the ability to make something happen well, that you're going to be able to release that to other people. And so I declare over every person in this room who's standing that the things that they're hoping for on the other side of the transition, that they would see the other side. Mm. That even though they've come through the transition, there's still something that they're hoping breakthrough for. We call that season into now.
That's
we
good.
Look forward and we say that right now, everything that you're praying for, that you have the ability to call it in, and that there's grace right now for those things to happen. In Jesus' name.